Adar, Tzadik Ches, Amid Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Toshima, Ger, Shahoyo, Leidoso, Bikdushe, Vahiroso, Shaloi, Bikdushe. Behiroin was Shaloi, Bikdushe, Beleida was Bikdushe. So the Braisa says, Yeshloi Sheir Ha'im, the Kroivim Mitzad Ha'im are also to him, the Aimloi Sheir Ha'ov. But the Kroivim that are Mitzad Ha'ov are Mutatim. Keitzat, Nosa Achoisoi Min Ha'im, Yaitzi. If he married a sister from the same mother is Yaitzi. Min ha'ov, Yikayim. Achoisi min ha'ov is Yikayim. So let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Hachi garsinan ger shahoisa heirasai shaloi bigdushe v'leidosai bigdushe. Noso achoisai min ha'im. Shenolda biyoisa oivedes keichovim. She was born when she was a goite, when the mother was a goite. Is yaitzi, so he's not permitted to remain with her. He has to give her a get. Va'afal gav de lava chaysihi, chachafilu, she's not his sister. Techikotn shenayla dami, that means he was born a yid, but she was born a goite. And she was Megaya herself. Is Gzeire Duma Osi Lemintsev Achoisoi Shenulda Achov. So Chazal asked, this Achoisoi Meimoi, Otu an Achoisoi Meimoi, that his mother will have, his mother went into, there were three Matzovim by the mother. First, his mother had a daughter when she was a goite. Then his mother was nisaba from him when she was a goite, and she gave birth when she was a geyeres already. Now, could be his mother will give birth to another daughter. Now, the third daughter, the second daughter, Rabbi Ikekoris, the second daughter, that daughter, which is Achayse Me'imoi, is Achayse Me'imoi min HaTeret is Koros. The Leidas Shneihem Bekedusha, Va'achayse Gemure min Ha'im Havi. This is a true sister, Ki Yisraeli Sheyolda Ben Abbas. This is mamish like a Yisraelis that gave birth to a son and a daughter, and this is Achayse min Ha'im. So Memele, since There's a possibility that he could be nichshol if he'll be under the impression that achayse min ha'im is muta. So he might go and marry an achayse min ha'im that was nolda from his mother bikdusha. And then there's a chi of koris. So therefore, Chazal asod all achayse min ha'im. Afilu an achoisai min ha'im that was born a goite and was megaya herself, which in reality is no relationship to him at all, because geshen is gaya kikotin shanay ledomi. Min ha'ov. But what is, if we have the same story, that his father had a daughter when he was a goite, and from a goite, and now, and now the shaila is, and his father was Megaya himself, and she was Megaya herself. So this sister he's allowed to marry. Shakel yoidim dein ov lo ivit kechavim. Everyone knows that ain ov lo ivit kechavim. So he has no relationship at all with his father. V'inami. Osi leminsev bas ovid sheyoled meisha acheres mishnizgai. If he'll want to marry the daughter of his father that the father had after he was megaya himself, Aich Beslan, that's also no problem. The Halav Benayu, he's not his father's son. Because Ein Ov La'akum, some emele. So a daughter of a father will never be also on him. So Chazal didn't create an Isarach Oisoy on the daughters of the father. Masha Ein Kain, a daughter of a mother, since there is a possibility that it could be a Choisoy that's Chayiv Koris Aleh, so Mamele Chazal Asad all a Choisoy's min Ha'ein. So that is what the Beraisa says. Nosa achayse min ha'im yoytzi. Even though min ikadin she's mutatim, min ha'ov yikayim. Achayse ha'ov min ha'im. Now, what is the father's sister min ha'im yoytzi? Min ha'ov yikayim. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Achois ha'ov min ha'em yoytzi. Zeira mishum achoisoi min ha'em kidamo. Now we have to understand, this is a very difficult zeira to understand. There's achois oviv min ha'em. That is, it's his father's sister min ha'em. Now let's be Megashim, didn't you? That means that his father, the sister, min ha'im, they were all goyim, and now they were Megai themselves. That the sister was Megai and the father was Megai. And he has no relationship at all with his father. Ain't of Lemitzri and of La'akum. Bafal Pikein, Achois Oviv min ha'em is awesome. Perhaps Pshat and Rashi is as follows. That means if you're telling me a heter, that means we're telling him, you know, you can marry your father's sister. So now, if you're giving him a heter, so he can start thinking, there's a lot of factors why it's mutter. It could be it's mutter because my father is not my father. One factor. Could be there's another factor because it's not his sister either. It's mutter. You didn't tell him why. If you tell him it's also, so it's also. But if you tell him it's mutter, so it could be, this is also a factor. She's not considered my father's sister. Because it's a chayisay min ha'ein. Since they were megayer and thus, so it's not considered a sister. So if that's not considered his sister, so my sister min ha'ein is also not considered my sister. That means if you tell him it's mutter, so he can deduct a lot of conclusions. It's mutter. It could be this is also a factor. It's mutter because she's not considered my father's sister because my father and her, they were Megaya themselves, even though they had the same mother. But Gershon's guy, Kekotin Shanoiludomi. So she's not considered my father's sister. That's also a factor. It's mutter. Could be that's why it's mutter. So fine. So I also have a sister, Minay. So it's also mutter. So Mamele, that's why they had an Asa, Achoisai. Achois oviv min ha'em. That, so if it's also, so he won't come to any conclusions, it's also. Min ha'ov, yikai, but if it's achois oviv min ha'ov, so memele, so really it's taken not achoisai, not achois oviv, taken geshen is gai kakotin shenoy ladomi. So there's no ach v'takim iker adin, and there's no, and Chazal never asked the achoise meyoviv, so it's takim muta. Now, achoise ha'aim min ha'aim, yoytzi. Now, achoise ha'aim min ha'aim is yoytzi. This is very understandable. This is similar to this is, this is an achois minaim, and we have to tell him that this is also. He should know that achois minaim is also. Min ha'ov. You have an achois ha'aim min ha'ov. So the achois is min ha'ov, which is no problem. Is rameya oimer yoitzi, v'chachomim oimrim yikai. So now we have to understand what the svara of Rameyer is. Rameyer, we have to understand. This is achois imoy min ha'ov. So there's an achois min ha'ov. So what's the problem? So Rashi says min ha'ov Rameyer mi yoitzi hoyo ve'iko tzad ein. So perhaps we could say that again, if you're going to give a heta, so he can come to conclusions. Why were you mata? So he can say, it could say for two reasons she's mata. Could be one, she's not an achais. And number two, she's not my aim. And that would be terrible, because she is his aim now. I mean, it was here, she's, Istaka was Loidose Bekdusha. This is Mamash's aim. And you're telling that her sister is Mutter. So, for some reason, I'll say, since Zeirose Shaloi Bekdusha, I'll say all the lomdas we had yesterday, we'll say, even though Nisabrob, he's not considered her son. We had the problems with the Ramban that you need Geiris and he's not her son. He said, I said, he's going to go Yerachimes. He could say, Ubalav Yerachimes. So Memele, he can come to the conclusion, if you tell him it's Mutter, so say, because she's not my mother. Finished. So Memele, she's not my mother, so Achoisei Meima is also Mutter. So therefore, as long as there's a tzad aim, he has to see that she's his mother. V'chachomim oimrim yikayim, loidomi la'achois ha'ov minayim, the weekel mikzim ishim achois ha'im minayim, the domilo. This is mamish similar. Means there's an achois minayim, and here there's an achois minayim, and they'll say that achois minayim is mutter. Aval achois ha'im minov loidomi la'achois ha'im minayim, so here, even we tell him it's mutter, he'll see, because in the achois there's a chilek, it's an achois minov. Zevi ha-machloikis ramein de-chachomim. Shehoya ramei reime, kol erve shehi mishum shereim yoitzi, mishum ha-ov yikai. Umuta be-eishes ochiv me-imoy. Now he's muta be-eishes ochiv me-imoy. Let us see Rashi. Umuta be-eishes ochiv va-afilu me-imoy. That he has an ach me'imoy, shenoylad b'yoysay oivet kechavim. This brother was born when he was a goy. V'loigoso rabonon mishum eishes ochiv hanoyladachot. The rabonon were not goyzer. Now, Narashi is a big problem over here. How do we understand this halacha? Now, this ger, that loidosay b'kdushe, so he can have, there can be a real Eishes Ochiv min HaTorah. His mother will now have a son, so that's his brother min HaTorah, and his wife is an Eishes Ochiv min HaTorah. Va'af al pikein, but the wife that his brother, that was a ger, has, is mutter. Va'afilu me'imoy, shenoylad b'yoysei oivet kechavim, Vuloigoza Rabonon, he was born by Yosef Kov, Vuloigoza Rabonon, Mishum Eishes Ochiv Hanoilad Achrov, the Bekuve Goza Rabonon, Avo Bemidi Dloy Osi Elei De Kedushin Loigoza. Now we have to understand what Rashi is saying here also. But Emerson, if we look at this, practically, Lachayre Eishes Ochiv Mina'im, is similar to Achoisa Minayim. And just like we asked achoisoi min ha'aim, that's a geyores, because there will be an achoisoi min ha'aim that's also min ha'toire. So the same thing, we should ask eishes ochiv min ha'aim that's a ger, that the ochiv is a ger, or to eishes ochiv min ha'aim that's also min ha'toire. That's Rashi's kasha. By achoisoi, they were gozer. Now you have to understand what's the chesbon. Why not? The kilkul is the same. We have the same kilkul. The same mikshel is if possible. If he'll marry this brother's wife, he'll marry the same brother. This is a brother name, and this is a brother my name. So if he'll marry this brother, he'll marry this brother, just like he said by Achoisot. Perhaps Pshat and Rashi is like this. The Bekul ve'gozo Rabbonon. Could be Pshat is, when the Rabbonon asked Achoisot min ha'aim, the Cheshbon, we know why they asked. They asked the Achoisot min ha'aim, that's a Giyores, because if this will be mutter, will marry the other achaisa. That's a bas yisrael. That's why they asked. And as the why, this should also apply by eishes ochiv. But the ochiv is a ger, or to eishes ochiv that's a yid. That's the reasons apply by both. The same reason applies by both. But Chazal didn't stamazai make isurim with reasons. They made a gedel. That means they have a hagdol. When they made an isur, there's a gedel to the isur. There are reasons why they made this. But the isur has a gedel. So it could be that anachoisoi gozo abonam. They said, this is a sister. Even though naloch, she's not a sister. She's a geyores and geyores. No, she falls into the isra achoisa. Why did we ask her? We have a reason why we ask. Abol kaponim, so this, midarabonon, there's an isra achoisa, she also falls into the isra achoisa. Fine. And the reason is because if you'll be mad to this achoisa, you'll be mad to another achoisa. By Eishes Ochiv, you can't start on the second floor. You have to first say, this is Ochiv. And then, this is Eishes Ochiv. You can't start, this is Eishes Ochiv, because man is not Ochiv. So you have to ask Ochiv. No, where did you ask Ochiv? That means you can, if there would be, Paker, the Gemara says before, that Shnei Achim in the Aim, they're allowed to say Eidus. Because Chazal won Geyser, because Eidus Mesugal Abezin, and Bezin will know that they're really not Achim. So Mamela Shnei Achim, two Goyim, that were Megaya, and the Achim in Aim, they're allowed to say Eidus together. We had this Gemara before. So Chazal didn't make him Ochiv. So he's not Ochiv. They didn't give him a Din Ochiv. So we'll say, he's not Ochiv, but Eishes Ochiv. If he's not Ochiv, then there can't be an Issa of Eishes Ochiv. That means Chazal have to, when they ask it with a gedel. Not to say, don't do it, I have a reason for it. There's a gedel. So it could be that Pshat and Rashi. Rashi means, the Bekuve Gozer Rabona. They said, she's also to you. She's your sister. So they asked it this Kuve. Because you can't start on the second floor. Kozman, you don't give him a din ochiv, and I don't give him a din ochiv. So my mother said, how could she be Eishes Ochiv? It's far fallen. So they weren't Gozer. Ube Eishes Achi Oviv. So they also weren't Gozer. Also the same thing. Because first you have to say he's Achiyovit. That will ask the Eishes Achiyovit. So since we never gave him a din ach gabi any halachis, so he's not called Achiyovit, so maybe we can ask the Eishes Achiyovit. B'shor kol ha'rayis mutoris loy. ויסויי אישה סעוב. נוסו אישה וביטו. Now, in the case, now, this, Narashi says, I'll explain over here, we're speaking about, no more about a herosei, shaloi begdusha, velidosa begdusha, we're talking about a ger. Herosei, velidosa, shaloi begdusha. He was a goy. He was born a goy. And als goy, nosa isha ubita. He married an isha ubita, who were also goyim. And then they made a wholesale gavis. All three of them were Magaya. He was Magaya himself. The Isha was Magaya. The Bita was Magaya. So Meikar Adin. So it's they could still remain. I mean, it's not Isha, it's not Bita. So finish. So they should be Muta. Midrabonu, we said, Koines Achas Umoitzi Achas. Let us see Rashi. No so Isha Ubita. Ager da Alme Koin. Shenoso biyoyse oivit kechavim isha ubita. He married an isha ubita. Venizgairo ima, in these two one is gaya. The ilu haidinoilad bikdushim. If we're speaking about the ger that was nil bikdushim, leinosav isha ubita. So how does he marry an isha ubita? Beim Taimer Shenoso Giyore Shenizgairu Haim Vabas, the last Lakuva, the Chikotan Shenelodomi. So we're speaking about that he married both of them as Giyos, Lomeli Ger, Philibisro Nami Moslemai Mochus. Why don't we talk about a Ger over here? So, Al Kochoch, we're speaking about a Ger, so that's the story. Als Goy, he married Isha Bita, and now everyone was Magaya them. Themselves. Is koinis achas umoitzi achas. The leilesi le mishrei bi Yisrael isha ubito. That he should come to be matter. Now this is a besundra din. He's a yid. He's married to a mother and a daughter. But logically they're not a mother and a daughter. Leilesi le mishrei bi Yisrael isha ubito. Then it's a mamelus, he has to get rid of one. Koinis achas, I mean, he wasn't married to any of them, because he was only married als goy. So koinis achas, umaitzi achas. Then it says, lechatchila lo yichnois, which is difficult to understand, lechatchila lo yichnois lekama mafosh. Before we just said he has to give one again, now lechatchila lo yichnois. Meisa ishtoi, muta bach meisaim. What happens if his wife died? Is Mutabach HaMois, he's allowed to marry his Shvigel, which in reality is not her mother, he's allowed to marry her. Be'ika Detani, also Bach HaMois, afilu, his wife died. Ptani means, now, we hear a whole Baraisa, which said a multitude of Alochis, but now the Gemara is going to explain how this comes into our sugya. Ketani miyas muta be'eshes ochiv. It says over here that is muta be'eshes ochiv that you have here. There was one brother that's erosev leidosei shaloi bekdush. Another brother is erosev leidosei erosei shaloi bekdush v'dos bekdusha. Muta be'eshes ochiv is allowed to marry. He's allowed to marry. And we heard before, Rav Sheshes had said that the heter of Gershon is Gaia will not help. Rav Achimim we're talking about over here, and the first lashon, everyone held that it doesn't help. Rav Achimim is it doesn't help. My love, the nosva ochiv shehu ger. That the brother married her when she was a girl, so she's taka aishas ochiv, and va'afal pikein it is also. So Moshe says, "Loi the nosvak shuayvet kechav." It's speaking about that his goyish brother married her when she was a goyte, and he never remarried her. There was no new nisuin. So Mamela, she's taka not his wife. Maila meimre. So what's the chiddush madutaim? And then later the brother was magai himself. That they weren't goyza.
It's very modern. This is a real gzeira over here. Ligzeb shu'ayvet kechav, that means his brother who is a ger married a goite, and let us be geyser that maybe he'll remarry her when he's a ger. And what'll be over there? It's also only osami the rabbonim. So kaponim kamash malon the word geyser. Let us see Rashi. Mutach b'chamoisei dekule haile gozer rabono when his wife died. Vikid detoni osu b'chamoisei pluktai mafosh lakamo. Hanoch this goes further. Amama. Nosa isha ubito koinis achas umoitzi achas. Here we had a goy married a woman and a daughter, then he was Megaya, and they were Megaya themselves, as Koinesacha, Samaitziach. It's fine. That's also Lachlufe, because he's married to a mother and a daughter. Lachatchile lo yichnois. Then it said further, Lachatchile shouldn't be Koines. So the Gemara says, Hashta fuki mafiki, just say that he has to get rid of her. Lachatchile mi boy, so v'shteitzich dalatamein Lachatchile. So the Gemara, Hosam koi. The other dinim that we had Yekayim, we had cases Achosei Me'oviv Yekayim. Bochi Koma, Hach Doma Rabbonon Yekayim is if he's married her as Yekayim, Abul Chatchila La Yichnas. So what does Rashi say? Hanach Doma Rabbonon Yekayim Kuyin Achosei Min Ha'ov V'Chavrisa. All the cases that we had that Yekayim, so Yekayim is only with the Yevet, but Chatchila is not allowed to marry them either. Meisa ishtoi muter bachamoisei. If his wife died, says muter bachamoisei. We can atone also bachamoisei. So the Gemara says, what is pshat this machlekes? Chode kerabi Yishmoel v'chode kerabi Kiv. Man da osa kerabi Yishmoel da machamoisei lacham mise b'isuri kaime. Rabbi Yishmoel holds that chamoisei la'acham mise La'acha Mises Ishtoi is the same Misa. Oysoi ve'esen ve'achas mehen Rabbi Shmuel Darshan. That afilo only one is alive. His wife died. There's also din Sreife. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, so just like the din Sreife when his wife is alive, who then when his wife is dead, so who then by Giyoris also, just like Michayim, he's not allowed to marry both of them, because it's Isha v'chamoisoi, so who adin lach Mises Ishta, it's the same Issa. B'gabi ger gozru bei Rabbonon, dosu lach lufei, uman deshori kerabi kive. The one that says he's permitted to marry chamoisoi, la'acha, the one that says he's permitted to marry chamoisoi la'achamisas ishtei also kabekiva da'oma chamoisoi la'achamisa kolosh la'yisura. Rabbi Kiva says that after v'yisrefu oisoi ve'esen, so Rabbi Kiva darshan, when is there a din sreif an oisoi? If esen, if his wife and his shviger are alive. But the minute his wife dies, there's no chiyuv sreife. So kolosh le'isure. So the issa of chamoisoi la'acha misas ishtoi is kolosh. It's v'gabi ger le'gozru bei rabbonon. So by again, they weren't gozer and guns. Let us see Rashi. Kolosh le'isure de l'gabi Yisrael eina b'sreife. Plutad Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva meforish la'el b'yisharab. Let us see Toysvitz. So Toysvitz, we had in the Baraisa, Nosa achoysay min ha'aim yoytzi. Perish pekuntris, de gozrinon shemo yisa achoysay shenil da'achov. So Rashi said, why did they ask Achoisoi min ha'im? We're speaking about that he had a brother that was born a goy, from a mother a goy. Now, he was born, was by him, was a rosoi, shaloi biknut, I'm sorry, he had a sister that was born a goite. And, then when she was born, the mother was a goite. Now later, when he was born, so it was Heirosai Shaloi Bekdushe, Vuleidosai Bekdushe. When he was born, his mother was Megaya herself already, and he's born a Yid. So it says, in the Beraisa, Nosa Achoisai Min Ha'aim, if he married this sister, this Goyish sister, that she was Megaya herself, and theoretically, she's not her sister because Gershon is Gaiak Kotin Shanoila Domi, so there's no relationship to him. They don't have the same mother. She's a Giyoyres, and he has a Yiddish mother. He's Yoytzi. So he has to give her a get. He married her, he has to give her a get. Peish Bekuntris. The Gozrinim, because we are Geyser, Shemo Yisa Achoysoi Shanoilda Achov. That means if we'll tell him he's permitted to remain with this sister from the same mother, so he might derive from this that now he has a Yiddish mother, and if she'll have now a daughter, so it's also a sister from the same mother, Shema Yisa Achoisai Shenilda Achov, his sister that was born after he was born, Sheyesh Bokoritz. Now, the second sister is Achoisai Minayim, the Yisrayev Koretz. So, Memele, so they also, the first Achoisai Minayim, which is Muta Meike Adim, Otu, the second Achoisai Minayim, which is Zachiev Koretz. Mash Meshesoiva, so it seems from Rashi, Dim Hoiso Gam Leidosai Shaloi Bekdusha. But what would be if it was Leidosai Shaloi Bekdusha, so it comes out that he was born a goy, so there will never be an Achoisai Min Imoi that will be a Chiyev Koras, because he's not related to Imoi Meikar Adin, because he was born a goy, and Gershon is Gaiak HaKotin Shaloi Ladami. So then, Hoyamutar ba'achoisoi min ha'aim shenol de benochiyas, given the tavayu shalei bekdusha. Both of them are shalei bekdusha. So both of them are geshen is gaiak kikot and shenol adomi. Dohosam leka lemigzel shemo yisa achoisoi shenol ba'achav. There'll never be an achoisoi that will be osa. Because if his mother is not his mother, Meikadin, so even though she was Megaya herself later, but she's now, the minute he was Megaya himself, so she's not his mother. So Memela, there'll never be an Achoisoi that will be Achiv Kor, so then it'll be Mutter. He says, the only Issa to marry an Achoisoi, Agiyoiris, is only if there's a possibility that he might marry an achoisai, which is a true achoisai. Because the l'el beperik beis amrinin ameimar omar afilu ha'achim min ha'aim me'idin lechatchila. Achim min ha'aim are permitted to say edus, because achim min ha'aim means that there were two goyim that had the same mother. Now they both were Megaya themselves. So you say, Gershon is Gaya, Kikotin, Shanoila, Domi. So they're allowed to say Eidus, because in Yesod, they're not Krovim. So the Gemara asks, Umayshno Me'arayis, Peire, Shafilu, Nizgairu, V'noldu, V'nochi, Yishayich, Bukuvi. So L'chair, the Gemara is asking, what's the difference between a brother and a sister, and two brothers that were Megaya? A brother and a sister that were Megaya, so it's also. And a brother and a brother, both of them have kuvah same is muta. Meshani erva lakol masura, on an edis masura lebazden. Aber mashme, so it would seem from that gemore, da afilu noldo binochies, shaykh behu kuvah daim. The Bistam Gioiris Meirit, speaking about the Stam Gioiris. And according to Rashi, it's not so. The only answer that was Leidose Bikdushe, with his husband, that he might end up marrying a Choyse Minayin that is Chayiv Koras. Va'oid b'nei Yudin Amse heirosam Leidoson Shaloi Bikdushe ave afilohochi osu lav sheishes. We had before that Yudin Amse, so Rav Sheishes also that they should marry Eishes Ochil. Here again, you have the both of them are not both of them are gerim, and Mika didn't say Gershon's guy couldn't shenoladom. Ella Yeshleimer, so Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi. That's Napshat. The time, the reason why a ger is also b'achoisei the dulma osi lechlufei b'yisrael. The reason why the osa is because meikaradin you have a goite had a daughter and a son, and now the daughter and son were megayed themselves. So meikaradin they are not related whatsoever. Because even though they have the same mother, but Gershon is guy kikotin shenayladom. But now you have a frume yid, a frume sister. I mean, they had the same mother. So the dulma osi lachluvi b'Yisrael. So people say he married his sister. So mamela, I can marry my sister. It's good enough for him. It's good enough for me also. Vafulu b'noildu b'yoysam nochi yesh eshlik ze b'kuv v'sein. So they were goyzer take. Osi lachlufi, people won't, this lomdus geshen is gaikot. Shanele domi, that people will not chap. And memele, they'll say, you're allowed to marry your sister. That's what they're going to say. V'hod nokat hoche leidosoi b'kdushe. So Vaktosa Mayodike Kasha, so why does it say Leidose Bigdushi telling me Afilu it's Leidose La Bigdushi? She wants to tell us a revuse the Chishtei Imohis Tommy. That means this is a bigger Chiddush. They don't have the same mother even, because he was born from a Yiddish mother. The second ger. The first ger was born from a, the second one was born from a Yiddish mother, Leidose Bigdusha. The first one was born from a Goyish mother, so it's like they have two mothers also. So, if you count in Lomdus, this is more mistavet to be matter. That is one pshat in the Gemara. So the first pshat in Tosfos is that Be'emesin Chazal asked a ger to marry his sister Agiyoris, even though Me'iker Adin, they are not sister and brother, because Gershon is Gai Kekot and Shenoyla Domi, but... They also do ma'osi lachlufe. The Rivo pirish. Now the Rivo says a different pshat. To lahochi nokat heirosoi sheloi bekdusha. That what it says heirosoi sheloi bekdusha. The I bekdusha. If he would be born. Hirosai Bigdusha, the Ibigdusha Arehu ki Yisrael Gomu, Umutar Ba'achoisai Shenildo Bihiyoisai Nochis, given the less Bei Tzad Nochiyos Klau. That means he has no Goyishkeit in him whatsoever. She was born completely, Goite, Leishayich bo Shema Yoimru. That means as follows. that there's a svare, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says a svare, that we have to aser to a ger the kroivim which were aser till now altsgoy. That means even though lahaloche, the kroivim which were aser till now altsgoy do not remain aser mikadim, because now there's a dingershin is gar kekotin shanay ledomi. But shema yoimru yotzonu mikdusha chamura likdusha kala. That means that the goyim should not say before altsgoy this was aser. Now that it became a yid, it became mutter. So people will say that fakerte Yiddishkeit brings kulas. This is a kedusha kala. Altsgoy was a kedusha chamura. Now it's a kedusha kala. So therefore, even though me'iker adin, it is mutter, Chazal asked all the kreivis that were osa altsgoy to remain osa to the ger. So that is davke, if he had some goyishkeit in him, some amela, there's a chash of shema yoimul. So he wants to tell us a chiddush over here, that the iser over here is not till ma'osi lachlufe. The iser is shema yoimul. That means he's also ba'achoysoi alts goy. Now, so if it would be Hayrosai Vilaidosai Bikdusha, so he was born a yid, so there's no, he has no Goyishkeit in him, so there's no Shash of Shema Yoimru. What is he gonna say? That he never was a Goy. But if it was Hayrosai Shaloi Bikdusha, so he has some Goyishkeit in him. And even though he was born a yid, but his Shoyrish, he started off being a Goy. So Memela, there was a Goy, and then there was a Geiris. So Memela, so then pass Shema Yoimru, and that's why he is also. That's coming to tell us that even it's a Rosai Shaloi Bikdusha. No, it's just like he was born in Gans Nagoy. Even though it's Leidosai Bekdushas, he was born a Yid, but since it was Heirosai Shaloi Bekdushas, so there's Adin of Shema Yoimru. So that's his Tangas Achidish. Even though it was Leidosai Bekdushas, but since it was Heirosai Shaloi Bekdushas, there's a Hanog of Shema Yoimru. That's one reason why it says Heirosai Shaloi Bekdushas, Leidosai Bekdushas. Inami. Shemhochi nokat heirosai shaloi bikdushe, vleidosai bikdushe, the psikelei milse, shaoz airi, beinoda lefonov benochiais, beinoda achov bikdushe. If it's heirosai, vleidosai, Inam Shemach Nakat Herosai Shaloi Bekdusha. Vileidosai Bekdusha. He says that what? That it is Osa. He's Osa to marry the sister. Now, the first sister is Osa Midarabono. The second sister is Osa Minatoira. The Psikele Milse. So he says also be bachoise shozairi beinel de lafona benachis is also mit der rabonon beinel de achrov Bikdusha is also minatera. But if he would be hayrosai veleidosai bikdusha, so he would be mutter to the sister who is hayrosa veleidosa shaloi bikdusha. And the Taisvis, we hear this before in Taisvis and Lav Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis. Taisvis says, That means a goy with a rasa bigdusha will be mutter. The Taisus Harosh says the loishayich time of the chlifi kiven the zeh hakel bigdusha bezeh hakel shaloi bigdusha. So memele, so they won't be machlif. There's a tremendous difference between these two, so they won't be machlif to be mata ochim achoisai. V'Rab Chaim Pirish, the davkin makat v'leidosei b'kdusha. V'leidosei b'kdusha da'oz min ha'ov yekayim. So we had that a system in ha'ov yekayim. Shaloi ro atzmai benochiyes. So he never saw himself as goy. Veleka, that means he was born a yid. So therefore, his mutter ba'achoysoi min ha'ov, which is not related to him because ain't av, the la'akum, and a goy cannot be a father for a yid. That veleka le'meima be'ishem ayem rabbonu mekdusha chamura lekdusha kal. Avol. Im gam leide shaloi b'kdusha, but what is if he would be born a goy, afilu min ha'ov yoitzi, then the loch would be achayis min ha'ov is also yoitzi. Why? The kivin shero atzmoi b'nochis, he was born a goy, asilu meima bonu m'kdusha chamure l'kdusha kale, Toshamina la rameya dahoche, biyirishami beishis rabe, osal ben noyach bachoise beiminaov beiminaim. I mean, this is going according to Rameya, in the Yerushalmi, in the Breishis Rabe, that Rameya says that a goy is not permitted to marry a sister, even minhaov. So memele, if he would be born a goy, and he was Megaya himself, so then he would not be permitted to marry a choysim in ha'ov. And here it says in the Bereis, is permitted to marry a choysim in ha'ov, so that's why it said he was born a yid. So since he was born a yid, so then pasnet the musig of bonu mikdushe chamura lekdushe kala, because he was born a yid. And this Barais is going according to Rameya that asks Achoisim in Ha'ov when he's a goy. The Dorish, because Rameya darshins in Yerushalmi, Al-Kain, Yazoiv, Ish, Es-Ovi, Ve-Es-Imoi, Besomuchloi, that means Achoisoi, Me-Oviv, Besomuchloi, Me-Imoi. So Memele, so that's how Rab Chaim wanted to say. So Rab Chaim wanted to say that the Barais Chapton leidos a bigdusha, not for the tzad isa, but for the tzad heter. That is muta b'achoisem me'oviv. If it would not be leidos a bigdusha, it'd be also b'achoisem me'oviv al shelo yoimru. According to Rameya, that holds that achoisem me'oviv is also to a goy. Miu nira l'ridach b'raisa pligi ayirushalmi b'reishis rabba. So the riyas cholik on Rab Chaim. Because he says the Bereisa doesn't hold like that Rameya. Tomash mit de kul almi muki hochi kro la achois o va achois em. We'll see in the next Taisvis that they darshan the posik al kein yazav ish es oviv es imoi. Es oviv does not mean achoisoi mei oviv. No, es oviv means achois oviv. And achois imoi. Vahine ke rabon on da hosok. So memele, so this whole shtik teira doesn't apply. He says this whole shtik teira would only apply if it's going according to Ramein Yerushalmi. So the Ri says, we'll see, the Abba Raisa does not hold like that Ramein. V'oy the time of the achis of mina aim yoitzi mashme v'oy the time of the achis of mina aim yoitzi Masme beperik dalet misis, da have mishum, shema yoim rubonu. The reason achois of minaim is also, see this is not the way Rashi says, but now shema yoim rubonu. Dilo taime de ichlufe lesa oche bekuvesov. In kein masme de bahai gerd leidose begdushe shayach shapetaime shema yoimru. He says, if the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the whole reason Achois Oviv Minayim is Osal Shema Yoimru, and it's speaking about Leidosa Bigdusha, so you see Leidosa Bigdusha past Oichet that Shema Yoimru, not the way Rab Chaim said that since he was born Al Tzid past the Shema Yoimru. That the next case Achosov minayim loykoy ager dereisha elamayri b'leidosin shaloy begdusha keichad loykoy nami seifa tektoni nosa isho bita areishik teperish bekuntres lochamashm tekoy ager dereisha. This case is all one case. So it's speaking about, and it says Achosov minayim is also yoytzi. So, and it's speaking about Eirosoi Shalei Begdusha Leidosa Begdusha. So we see that the whole Svar Rabbi Chab Chaim doesn't apply. Achois Ha'ov Min Ha'em Yoitzi Perish Bekunteres. So Rashi said, Pshat, the Gathin Mishama Achois Ha'ov Min Ha'em. But we try to explain to this Rashi that just like Achois Min Ha'em, they asked Achois Achois Oviv min ha'im. Ve'nir the bedim aspect dalad misses the time of mishum shema yomru. The Gemara said that they shouldn't say bonu mikdusha chamur l'kdusha kala because als goy achoisa ov min ha'im is also, and now we'll say it's mutter. The muki also machbaraisa k'rabbi leza the dorish es oviv zu achois oviv. And Ken Yazavish Esovim Achaisovim Ken Mitzere Benochiyos. So it's also Alzgoy. So Mamel, that's the reason. The reason is Alz Shema Yemru. Aishis Oviv. Now it says Aishis Oviv is Mutter. So Taisa says Hach Beraise Kerabi Eleza. And Rabbi Eleza holds that Alkain, Taisa just said now, Pshat, the reason Achais Aviv is also, Shelo Yoimru, Bona Mikdusha Chmura, Likdusha Kala. So according to Rabbi Elezer, Achais Aviv is also, Ken Yazav Ish Es Aviv means Achais Aviv. It does not mean Eishes Aviv. Ach Bereise, Ki Rabbi Elezer, Ava Rabbi Kiva Poligalei, Va Osa Eishes Aviv. He says, Alkain Yazav Ish Es Aviv means Eishes Aviv. B'shari achayis oviv. Aloch is g'doylis poiskin k'rabbi kivit, Rabbi Lezer Shemuti. Mir yesh leizor k'rabbi Lezer Shemi Machma, according to both. So meila achayis oviv is also to goy. Nosa isha ubita. Now we hear in the Beraisa that if he married an isha ubita, is he bekainis one and beyotzi one? Benoson shehu vehem benochiyus ayri kemoish medagdik bekuntres. And later everyone was magay themselves. Vaydish ledagdik midiktoni kainis achas that he marries one. Vibe Yisrael ayri abel elameimi yekaim achas. If he married them already als yid and they were geyeres already, so it should say yekaim, not kainis. So Vaistois, he married them out Goyim, and now he was Magai themselves, and they were Magai themselves. So it says, one is permitted to marry. Isha ubito, vuhu adin isha va'achoiso min ha'em. Hu adin isha va'achoiso min ha'em, oi isha ubas bito, because this is all kuves ha'em. Avol isha ubas bino, which is kuvas ha'ov, the oisha va'achoisa min ha'ov, dainu she'rov, pshitish ein moitzi. B'shem lechatchilu lo yichnois. Oishem akivin she'ne iser bo ela al yedei kedushin, haf lechatchilu yichnois, yelar tamadam lechatchilu osa, kedamrinin shemuta be'eishes ochiv me'imoi, legazrinim ishum ochiv anoylad achav leperish hakuntres. So Rashi said, because it's a kuva that's bought on Yedei Kedushin. So maybe it could be Slechatchila, you also be permitted to be kindness. Mutar be'eshes ochiv. My love, the nosva kshehuge. So the Gemara says, the nosva kshehuge, and that's why it's mutar. Taim balari, da'amai sharinin kshehuge. ולאל גזרינן באחויסוי מאימוי, משום דעשי לחלופי, וסוחי נמי, סוחי לי אוסו שבאסה, וחיתי מקיבן שהוא הידי קדושן לאי גזרינן, אבל רשי ספורי, בו חמויסי די קדושן הקטוני דעשה, חמויסי זה אוסו עשה הידי קדושן, יש לו מדשני חמויסי די קדושי עצמוי, חמויסי זה אוסו through his קדושן, אבל איש אוכי די קדושי אוכיבו, ואוי דה סקנד טעם די שיש אוכיב בי אוכיב לא ישכיחה. That means that he didn't ask a Eishes Ochi because a person doesn't visit his brothers too much. The mother comes to visit the daughter, so it could be that they could eventually can come to be boiled the mother. So that's why they were going to there and not here, even though everything is like they could do shit. Inami chamoisoi nikres al shmoi, the koilo chamsei the planya, we call her the mother-in-law of him. Aber eishes ochiv loy mikraye eishes achib loyni. So he's not called, she's not called the wife of his brother. He's called his wife, the brother's wife. The Gemara says, kolash lo isura. The Gemara said that according to Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Kiva holds when a person's wife dies, so this the issa an chamoisoi is niklash. So memela, so by a ger, if a ger married an isha and then she died, so chamoisoi will be mutal lechatchila. Kolish la yisur. Taima faktoises the mikoma ke mai mishani akate ika koris. This is tois v'shita that according to Rabbi Kiva, even though there's a mit of sreifa, there's a chi of koris. So the Tosfos Harosh explains Tosfos Kasha. The Tosfos Kasha is as follows. Umayshna me eishes ochiv. That means here the Gemara says eishes ochiv is also. If he married her, eishes ochiv is also, if he married her als ger. So, Eishes Ochiv is also, this also chorus. And there we answered. And we were matar chamoisoi, la'achamisashishtoi, because there's no sreifa, but there's chorus. And by chorus, there were machmer by gerim. Yishleimed mikomokim, kivin de kolish isura le'rotso chachomim, ligza begem la'achamisa, kivin da'af michaim shorim minadit. So Taisu says, but there's a difference. Tak Eishes Ochiv discourses, and Chamoisei la'achamisa sishtei discourses. But we see that Chamoisei, the Issa became Niklash, before there was Sreif, and now discourses. So since the Issa was Niklash, so there were Gansa Meikl by Gerim, because by Gerim it's Mutter Meikir Adin. Mashenken Eishes Ochiv, the Issa of Eishes Ochiv is an Issa of Koris. So therefore there were Machma by Gerim. Everyone holds it also. Zok the Mishnah weiter. A new sugya. Chomesh noshim shenis alvu v'lodoy seyem. You have five women. They all gave birth to schorim, and it was in a dark place. And Nebuch, all five children got mixed up. So we don't know which son belongs to which mother. Higdilu ataruvis. Now these small babies grew up. Vinasu noshim. And they married women. Umesu. And they died. So now these five noshim had five other sons. That means, in the five other sons, we knew that this was their sons. So that means like this. So from the five Mu'uribdike Vlodis that died, so really there are five brothers. That means, so each Isha is Zokuk Liyibum. Now the shaila is, who's going to make yibum? Because each one is a suffik yibum l'shuk. Who says that you are my yavam? Maybe another son is a yavam. We have five anoshim here. We don't know. So the Mishnah says as follows. What do we do? Arbo chiltzim la'achas. So each woman gets chalitza. We start off with the first woman. Her husband died. So arbo chiltzim la'achas. So four brothers give chalitza to this woman. So that means if any one of them was the brother of the mace, so she's ois yivam alashuk, she got chalitza. The echad, but could very well be that these four were not at all the brothers of the mace, is the echad miyabe. So the fifth brother, the fifth son, could be he's the brother, so he could be miyabma. That means after the four gave chalitza, so we're sure if the fifth is not the true brother, there's no shalvi yabam alashuk, because then the true brother gave chalitza. So, but then, so mamon l'shech is permitted to be miyab. Becha miyab amoysa. Now, that is with the first woman. Now, what's with the second woman? Who, now this miyabim gives chalitza, Ushloisha and another three also give chalitza, chiltzim. He and another three give chalitza, la'achas, the second woman. Ve'echad miyabe. And then and the fifth one will give yibum. Nimtzu arba chalitzes, that in this mishmash from five women, there are four chalitzes, ve'yibum l'chol achas v'achas, and that means each son gives four chalitzes, and each son is miyabim one isha. Let us see Rashi. There were five women that had five scholars, and they got mixed up. V'yesh l'chol achas, now each woman has a ben vadai shalei nisarv. She has another son. The other son we know, Klor, is her son, her husband's son, and now we have a mishmash, we don't know in these five which one is her son. And now all five sons died, is arbo chiltzim l'achas. Ben vadai shekol achas min ha'arba. We said that each mother had a vadai son from her husband. We don't know in the taruvis which is her son. So ben vadai shekol achas min ha'arba, chiltz l'achas ben. The chol chad sofik lay beishes ochiv. Each one is a sofik. Maybe this is eishes ochiv. Uben achamishis, and the fifth son is yisaeni. Could marry her. Mimonavsha. Im eishes ochiv, who, if this is take his brother's wife, areitoi, she's makaimitz vizibu. The imlav, and if it's not his brother's wife, areicholatz lo yevomit. So memela the yavam, gave a chalitza, she's not a yavam l'shuk. Now, that was by the first wife. By the second wife, who, the one who made yibum, Ushloisha and three other brothers, zeh she yibum chalitz l'acheres, he gives now chalitza to the next one, Ushloisha imo, and three other brothers give chalitza to her also, v'achamishi, and the fifth brother, miyab, imon of sheikh. Now the chayzrim ashnayim alolu. Now these two brothers who were miyabim already, the two previous wives. Now these two brothers by the third wife is chayzrim ashnayim alolu v'chotzim l'shlishis. These two brothers will give chalitze ushnayim imoim v'chmishis miyabim v'chen kula. That's what's going to be with all five wives. Arbo chiltzim tchila, lefishin echad reshoi liyabim, ad sheyech letzu lo harbo, zay livka biyivom alashuk. That means first we have to make sure that four chalitzas were given. So now Rashi says, v'hu adinami demotzi arbo lemichlitz lekulu. Really, you don't have to make this whole dreidel that each one is miyabim, one isha. You could have that all four are give chalitzas to all five noshim, And one is miyabim all five noshim. V'udinami d'motzi abo l'michlitz l'kulu. V'achemishi yisas kulam. Elam rinam b'gmore. Hochi shapetvei. Dilma l'cholchav misrami didei u'mekayme mitzvah sibam. The Gemara says, it's a miracle kezach over here, that there's an opportunity to be mekayim mitzvah sibum. So let's take a chance. Maybe all of them will be mekayim mitzvah sibum. Who knows? This is a possibility. So memele, so that's why we say that each isha should be nisyab. Eis agavuch, we have a raya. It's a very interesting shayla. He says, if one would be miyabim all five, so we'll know the zicha was a kiyum of mitzvah sibum. How could there be one kiyum of mitzvah sibum? If we make this dreidel, could be there won't be a kiyum. They all gonna get mixed up. It could be there will be a kiyum, or could be there be five kiyumim. We have here so the Mishnah is telling us a halacha. What is preferable to do? Let's try, maybe we'll be able to make more than one kiyum of mitzvah sibum. So memela, let's do that. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, v'davke michlitz v'hoda yivumi. First you give chalitza, and then you make yibum. Avo yivumi berei shaloi, but you can't make yibum first. The kapoga b'yivum alishuk. Mai hu v'shloisha chilzum lach. So the Gemara asks, why do you say that by the second wife, the miyabim of the first wife gives chalitza? Don't say that one should give yibim to all of them. Maybe he might end up by being miyabim. Maybe there'll be more than one mitzvah of yibum. So maybe the kizach takhe, this asofik two mitzvahs, and asofik no mitzvah is better than avadei one mitzvah. Davke michlitz mikol arbo havedoyim v'hodi yivu milchamishi. Ma'ihu ishloish, ma'ich peslon icholzi lo hanach abo gefai, let the same four give chalitza to the second one. V'hai di yibim l'kamais liyab minameyach, m'shani loy liyab mochad l'kulo, because we have here a possibility there might be a kingdom of mitzvah. Zokte bereise weiter. This is a Tana Rabbana. Miktsoson achin. Miktsoson are brothers. Miktsoson she'ein achin. Brothers are not brothers. Ha'achin chotzin. V'she'ein achin miyabmin. That doesn't make sense. What my comma, so the Gemara says, what does this mean? Omar Rav Safra, hochi koma, miktsosan achim min ha'ov, miktsosan achim min ha'em, achim min ha'em chulzin, v'achim min ha'ov, miyabmin. What a sirash, hochi gosinim. Miktsosan achim, and miktsosan shein achim, achim chulzin shein achim miyabmin. My koma, what does he mean to say? Omar Rav Safra, hochi koma, miktsosan achim min ha'ov, miktsosan achim min ha'em. So Rashi says like this. Miktsoson shel vadoim, some of these vadoim, that means we know klo, the children left over, we know whose children they are. Miktsoson shel vadoim, achin livnei hataruvis, they are brothers to the bnei hataruvis, min ha'ov. Umiktsosom yesh lahen bahani taruvis, some of them have a relationship to the sons in this taruvis, achim in ha'im shaloi min ha'ov. Levad achim sheslom b'soichim min ha'ov. And they also have a brother min ha'ov. That means there's some of the Vadoim have two brothers in this Taruvis. One is a brother min ha'im, and one is a brother min ha'ov. Kigai. Now Rashi explains the story. Reuven shenosa Rochel v'chane. Reuven married Rochel and Chane. V'yodoloi Rochel es Yosef. And so Yosef is Ben Rachel and Ben Reuven. Girusha l'Rachel. Now he gave Reuven gave Rachel a get. V'nasa Boaz, and Boaz married Rachel. V'loi ben me'isha acheres. Now Boaz has a son me'isha acheres. V'nis abra Rachel, and now Rachel became this abra from Boaz. V'yodahi, and she gave birth. V'chana ishtay shal Reuven, and Chana gave birth. Ishtay shal Reuven. The Gimel Noshim Acheres and the other three women, Hey Schorim, B'machpe. They gave birth, five Schorim, B'machpe was a hidden place, a dark place, B'nis Alvo. Nimtzu sheyesh loy li Yosef b'taruvez halolu, now Yosef has in this taruvez beis achen. He has two brothers in this taruvez. Echad min ha'ov, Chana's son is his brother min ha'ov. They're both sons of Reuven. Ve'echad min ha'ein. Now, his mother is Rachel. Now, Rachel had a son from Boaz. Now, this son from Boaz is Yosef's brother min ha'ein. Beno shel Chana, the son of Chana, Ochiv min ha'ov. That's his brother min ha'ov. They have the same father. Ubino shel Rachel mi Boaz ochiv min ha'ein. But the son, so Memela, this Yosef has two brothers in the Taruvus. One is an Ach min ha'ein and one is an Ach min ha'ov. So Memela, so Yosef can never make Yibum because he might end up being Miyabim Eishes ochiv min ha'ein. He might end up being Miyabim Boaz's son. So therefore, Ochin min ha'em chelzim Yosef ze, sheyesh loy betaruvos och min ha'em. Yosef that has in this taruvos och min ha'em, that means the son of Boaz is och min ha'em chelitz l'kulam. He can never make yibum. Lifter as eishes ochiv min ha'ov, feilin reshoy liyabim achas mehem. Afilu la'acha chalitzoso miyabo chaver shemayivka beishus ochim imay shibakoros. Va'achin min ha'ov, arbo achem, but the other four brothers, she'elam betaru b'sel la'achim min ha'ov, is miyabim kol achas v'achas, achas shechotz min ha'bo, yisen ha'chemishi. Nimtze echad miyabim shtayim. So memela, in this case, one will be miyabim two women, because Yosef can't be miyabim any of them. Or yil la'achas heichalitzes, or one will get heichalitzes. V'hochim mituk melishne kamayse d'shmai. Now, this is how we zet same shot in the Loshen. Miktsoson shel vadoim, miktsas of the vadoim, achim min ha'eim la'echa mitaruvis, ומקצוס משאינם להם אחים מן ההם אלא מן האוב, אויס משאין אחים מן ההם חלצם לכולם, שאינם אחים להם מן ההם אלא מן האוב, מיימם. Just let's finish the ברייסה, מקצוסם קייהנים, ומקצוסם שאינם קייהנים, is kahanim chelzim. The kahanim only give chalitza, because the kahanim can never be miyabim, because maybe they're being miyabim achalutza, and achalutza is also lekoim. She'enam kahanim miyabim. But the enam kahanim, they can be miyabim. Miktsosam kahanim, u miktsosam achin min ha'im. But what if you have miktsosam kahanim, miktsosam achin min ha'im? So what does Rashi say? Miktsoshen shal vadoim v'taruvosan kahanim, miktsoshen she'in kahanim. Is kahanim chelzim lakum, v'yef shalom liyabim hoel v'chol tzar v'chalitza, shem echad achelitz lahoye yevomo. V'chalitza osa chalitza, v'koyin osa boh.